We are live at Duncan Park in advance of opening day for the Hartford Yard Goats. First pitch 7:10 tonight, where it should be around 60 degrees, and it's beautiful out right now. And the Yard Goats celebrating their 10th anniversary. There are some tickets still available, actually. I mean, there'll be several thousand people there, but there's a couple of spots in the stadium. I've been checking it. So if you want to make your plans, you can come down to the game and then go somewhere in downtown Hartford or go back home to watch the UConn women. Mike Abramson, the general manager of the Yard Goats, joining us here in Bryan & Company. You ready to roll?
Yeah, ready to go.
You caught up in the last 2 months. You've been sleeping in hibernation to, for the next 4 or 5 months where you won't sleep at all?
Yep, up until about a month ago.
You crawled out of your hovel and you're ready to go. You know, you've done this for a long time. The bar is pretty high here, right? So Is it daunting in the sense that you don't want to see anything go down, right? You want your numbers to go up or stay steady. I mean, is that pressure on you?
You know, it's really not, because we set the bar. You know, there are so many different ways that we could have coasted over the past 10 years, and we just haven't. We've chosen not to. We're not built to. And fortunately, the entire team here is built that way. So I never feel pressure in that regard, because our resting place is wanting to be better, wanting to do better, wanting to have our best season.
What's the season ticket base? Like, I don't really get a feel for that. I don't know how many.
Yeah, it's around, you know,
100. I mean, it's not
huge. No, it's closer to 1,000 over. Okay. We have a lot of corporate tickets here, so a lot of companies, a lot of organizations like to get season tickets for their clients, for their employees,
right,
and then share in that wealth. We don't actually like it to be too high, because we want to make sure the availability is there as well. So that's pretty controlled.
You know, when it comes to the product on the field, we're talking with Mike Abramson, the general manager here at the Yard Goats. A lot of times with AA, there can be a lot of turnover. I thought there'd be a ton of turnover, but it turns out there might not be so much as in years past, which the team was good last year. So is the expectation that the team will be really good again?
Yeah, I mean, we're around 50% new and 50% return.
Is that standard?
It fluctuates a little bit. I mean, it changes organization as well. The Rockies happen to be a team that, you know, traditionally needs some help higher up, so people move. But, you know, it's my understanding that we have a lot of great prospects coming from Spokane last year. Spokane won the championship in their league last year. We're getting a lot of those guys. We have some of the veterans who were here last year back. So I do feel we're going to have a competitive team this year. We have a great shot at the playoffs.
When do you know? I mean, you know, like, Meacham did a great job last year, but, like, it's really hard. I mean, the motivation we know is different. You're here to develop players and win. It's not just win, right? I mean, it's a little bit different than the Red Sox, the Yankees, and the Mets in that way. When do you get a sense of, like, what you got?
The tricky part of it is that you don't know until the second half of the season, because you can have a great first half and then you lose a lot of players about midway through. That's
right.
When a lot of the changes are made. You know, since we opened here in 17, we've had a couple of teams that were crazy good in the first half. A bunch of those people left. We got younger players that needed developing, and the losses piled up and the wins went down. So you really don't know until the second half, unfortunately.
All right, so listen. Can we talk about the hot dog and the goat milk for a second?
Sure.
Okay. I mean, we can finally talk candidly about it?
Sure.
Okay. You know, I will definitely say that Matt and I knew it was prankish, but a lot of people, including the national media, didn't bite on it. They did bite on it. And I'm pretty fascinated. I mean, I'm told it was your idea.
Mm.
And so are you sitting there at a conference room table and you guys are spitballing marketing ideas and potential viral, like, how does it, give me the genesis of it.
Yeah, that does happen. You know, we do social.
Why don't we take a hot dog
right,
and stick it in a cup of goat milk?
We do social by committee here, and probably the sillier, wackier stuff fall to myself and Connor. And I think that when I just there, this time of year, you see all of these posts with all the crazy foods. And I was just like, it would be funny to do something that was so gross and disgusting and just throw it out there. I knew it would get picked up. I was confident it would do well.
Really?
And in fact, I think I had sent an email to Connor. I'm like, I want to make this hot dog covered in all this stuff, sitting in a glass of milk and posted. I think people go crazy for it. And they did. I mean, to the degree that it went viral, I wasn't expecting, but I knew it would do well. It was gross, and it was just the kind of thing that, you know, piqued someone's interest.
Well, you threw people off because you didn't do it on April 1st. And I think that's what would – but then when you get – and also I think you do have a built-in advantage of being in ESPN's backyard. I mean, they do pay this organization a little bit of extra attention because of that. I do think so. And then when they put it on one of the – like their morning show or whatever, like it's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, we had a lot of people with a lot of followers, you know, reposting, retweeting, re-Xing, whatever you call it. But, you know, when I came up with the idea, I wasn't really thinking – I didn't want to do it on April Fool's Day because it wouldn't have gotten
It would have been so obvious,
yeah.
Too.
Doing it a week before was so much more fun. Play the long game. And then when it did so well, we were like, hey, let's do a veggie version of this thing. Let's act like we're going to say it was a mistake, but instead we'll roll out this veggie version. That did as well, if not better, than the original post.
And you really felt like – because to me it's like, how do you know it's going to work? And you're just like, yeah, it's gonna work.
My favorite part of the silly social stuff is the people that get it that don't normally follow us and don't understand our humor.
Yeah.
And they're like, these guys are just stupid, or they have no idea what they're doing. Nothing is put on our socials that is an accident. We are not uncertain when we post.
Yeah.
But I love the people that just don't get the humor, and they're like, this is some intern who's just doing dumb stuff.
Do you have someone new? Like Matt Stroys, our producer, was talking about how your social has been noticeably a little different and better in a lot of regards, in terms of like, just, I guess, Matt, are you there? Like in terms of getting the players to do stuff and so on and so forth, has there been a change there? Is it like, what's your philosophy and approach? And I mean, creativity is such an important thing with that.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, because we've really rebuilt the social. I mean, we've always done a good job with it. We've always been recognized for it. The past couple of years, I do feel like we are coasting a little bit. So we have a young woman who came into work here. Her name is Layla. She's in with the players. She loves doing the player content. Connor and I love doing the silly stuff, the poems, the dumb food, you know, topical political things. And then we have another young woman, Aaliyah, who's a content creator. So she's making the videos that are kind of like TikTok videos and reels. So we've got a really awesome thing coming together right now. And I agree with you. When I look at our feeds over the course of the past week, I'm really proud of the variety, the consistency. We haven't had that for a long time.
Yeah, it's great. And the truth is, like, it's hard to stand out. And you find ways and have found ways to stand out, which is a testament, because it's just, there's so much crap out there. It's pretty unbelievable. Well, congratulations on 10 years. Congratulations on the hot dog and the goat milk. No, but I think it's, you know, it doesn't translate into P&L, right? But it just gets, the brand gets more recognizable. And I wonder if there was a poll of like minor league brands outside of like Durham Bulls and maybe Toledo Mud Hens and stuff like that. Like the Yard Goats are pretty well known. And I think it's because of that. So we look forward to having a whole summer with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you'd be surprised. We sold a lot of merch this past week online to places all over the country because people just hear the name for the first time. So it all helps. You know, we're here to market, and socials are free.
Yeah.
And they're your most important marketing tool.
My boss is saying, like, yeah, it's free, Brian. Get off your duff and do some of it. And I need to. So, I mean, Mike's younger than me, but he's not, like, hipster young, right? So maybe I could learn a little bit. Mike, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.